blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong, and welcome guys to season one, episode two of The Pulse, which is all about hearing God Almighty speak. How do we hear God speak? I want to be just like the brother John. I want to be just like him, where I've got my ear on the chest of King Jesus himself. And all about the pulse, because what's real is, man, we can't live life like what we used to live it as Christians. We have to live life like Jesus is coming back soon, and there's stuff to get done. And we live in a post-Christian United States of America, and in this post-Christian United States of America, you and I, you know what? We can't rely upon the culture. We can't rely upon media. We can't rely upon any of those things. We've got to have a new ear for the new year. So, guys, we're at a brand new studio here in big time Crowley, Texas. And I'm your host. I'm Troy Brewer. And if you guys would let me know where it is that you're watching from, I would greatly appreciate that. Let us know that. Be sure and smash the button. If you haven't subscribed yet, be sure and subscribe. Follow us. Do all the things. It really helps us get the word of King Jesus out. And I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Joining me here at the same exact table is lovely and gracious Miss Connie. How are you today, Miss Connie?
Hey, Pastor Troy. Hey, Pulse 24 family. I'm doing good.
Right on. It's so good to see you today. And you got a brand new coat.
I did. This was actually my Christmas gift.
It's my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. A little bit of Dolly Parton for you right there. And then joining me right here next to me is Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer. How are you, Ben?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm seeing some gray in that beard, boy.
Brother, there's a lot of gray. There's not some. It is just plentiful at this point.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, enjoy that color that's in there.
What color?
White? Yeah. No, you just got a couple of gray straggly. You kind of look like a goat. Look like a bear transforming, some Nephilim bear transforming into a goat. You know what?
She may have the coat of many colors, but I have the beard of many colors.
Hey, yeah. There we go.
God, yes. It's my beard of many colors that my daddy gave to me. Exactly right on. Right. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Okay, so we're all here. And guys, we are going to have a giveaway here today also. Before we bring on our special guest, and guys, I got a great guest today. One of my favorite people, actually. And I'm going to tell you, this person doesn't have very many friends. And it's a big deal for her to have a friend in me. And you're going to find that out here within the next few minutes. But because Cindy McGill is going to be joining us, mm-hmm. and that's going to be amazing. But guys, we're going to give away another copy of my book here today, 31 Battle Cry Declarations, Powerful Prayers and Decrees That Release Supernatural Breakthrough, because I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to go through your house like a crazy person, making declarations, being the person that God has called you to be, and get ready for the fight this year. This is all about a fight. This year is about a fight. You need to know that. And if you're like, what are you talking about? Well, you can tune into this podcast. You can join us behind the veil afterwards, which is exclusive to members of ODX, or you can come to the New Beginnings Conference, which is going to be not this coming Wednesday and not the next coming Wednesday, but it begins on the following Wednesday, and people from all over the planet Earth are going to be joining us. And it's going to be cray. We're going to be having it at Open Door Church. Mm-hmm. Usually I have as many as 10 guests come. Cindy's been a guest with me. This year I'm just doing it me, because I have so much to say about the year 2024.
It's like old times. I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Are you really? Do you mm-hmm. think it's cool to do that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What do you think, Ben?
Hey.
Okay, that's what I thought. You're no help. You're no help.
Good.
Once again, Ben Brewer is no help.
I'm busy looking at the chat right now.
So
right?
I am seeing the chat, and I'm seeing that South Africa is here. Yep. I'm seeing that the People's Republic of California is here. I'm also seeing that Canada is here. All my California friends are all here.
Flagstaff, yeah. Arizona.
You see Monica's Flagstaff? Here, yes. Yeah, Monica is here.
Oh, and Cleburne, Charles Jones.
What?
I'm a Cleburnite.
Come
hello.
On.
Charles said hi to you, Connie. He also said hi to me, too. So hello, Charles.
Can I tell y'all that Glenrose, Texas is about to have its own Whataburger?
Yes.
Oh, just amazing. Like Cleburne, because you live pretty close to the Whataburger.
I live right behind.
You literally picked a house that was near a Whataburger.
That and Cinnabon.
Yes, she was right it's by the right Cinnabon down the too. Street.
Yeah. Okay,
no, our realtor for when we got our house.
It was like
house,
a selling
got,
point?
Yeah, no. And she, because she knew that Whataburger is my favorite, and she got me a gift card for Whataburger.
King Jesus.
When we bought
King
that house.
Jesus. Well, Leslie is here, and she says the Arctic is here. Germany is in the house. Hello, Germany. Hello, Layla. Layla, you got me on my knees. Layla. Right on. I don't know. Y'all know about the song Layla? Come on. It's a Spokane, great song.
Spokane? Is that how you say it?
Spokane. Spokane. Come Spokane. On, man.
That place is here in Washington.
Yeah, I'm on the radio up in big time Spokane, Washington. I'm on the radio up there. Have been on there for years. Ben heads up all of my radio ministry. Right on.
Indeed, with my good
I see Oklahoma,
Frank.
Where the green grass glows. And okay, that's on as well.
No.
Yes, Orlando, Florida is here. We have our friends from all over the world. And guys, Wyoming is here. Big time Joshua, Texas. Margaret Hunter, I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, so we're going to give away one of our books. How do we give away our book today? It's going to be by people actually smashing the button. And we're going to pick out somebody that smashed the button. We're going to pick out somebody that actually writes something in the comments. And what is that going to be, Miss Connie?
How many dreams and visions?
How many dreams and visions are in the Bible? Out of 31,171 verses in the Bible, there is recorded a certain number of dreams and visions. And since we're about to have a dream and vision expert here with us, Miss Cindy McGill, we're going to be talking about dreams and visions and hearing God speak in the year 2024, what she hears God speak, how she hears God speak. And then once we go behind the veil, once we actually do that, we're actually going to have her do dream interpretation. Oh, get ready. So how many are there? Like, how, I don't know. Well, then you haven't read my book.
I think Chanty knows.
My book, Numbers That Preach. Numbers That Preach is the book. And guys, we're going to be picking out somebody that knows. How many dreams are in the Bible? How many visions are in the Bible? And exactly what is the prophetic significance of that? Okay. So Spokane, Whataburger, Charles Jones. Yeah. They're about to have a Whataburger in Glen Rose, Texas. And not that I'm counting down the days, but I am fasting today.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the pronunciation. Yeah,
we're all hillbillies. We're all hillbillies down here. We're all hillbillies. And I am fasting today. This is my third day of my fast. Mm. I invited your son to fast with me today, my grandson, Barrett Allen Brewer, which tomorrow is his birthday, and tomorrow is your birthday.
It is.
Y'all both have the same birthday. Everybody go, ooh. That's what a powerful man of God I am. My offspring are born on the same day. It's incredible.
Something okay, like so speaking of Ben and Barrett's birthday,
yes.
Happening tomorrow on 1/4.
Yes.
We got together some really cool facts that happened in history on January 4th.
What happened in history on January
4th? One of my favorites is the Colt Revolver, 1847. Samuel Colt sold his first revolver pistol to the United States
okay,
government.
Okay, well, yes. the same is that God created all men, but it was Samuel Colt that created them all equal. And so that was actually on your birthday, and that was on Barrett's birthday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The Colt Revolver.
Another one is for Texas. Yeah. LBJ gave his Great Society State of the Union address.
Oh, very nice.
I'll be dipped.
1968, a duck hunter accidentally shot an endangered whooping crane here in Texas.
Okay, just for the record, we're not allowed to shoot cranes.
That is true.
We're not allowed to shoot cranes. That's Although, since I'm fasting and this is my third day of fasting, I do want to tell you that a whooping crane tastes a lot like a bald eagle. But that's illegal, and I wouldn't know that. That's not true. I don't know that.
No, guys, we didn't lose connection. We just were silent. For yeah, just silence. We're not digging to find out.
I'm talking about.
Why would you eat a bald eagle?
Because you're starving to death. You've been. It's a lot like you know.
Times
those,
have gotten real desperate. If it's the
spotted owl has a good taste to him as well. The owl does. All right, I'm just making all that up because I'm funny. Now, put in the comments. How many dreams, how many visions are in the Bible? We're going to be picking somebody out, and I'm going to be signing this and giving this to you. I have one short video I want to show you because here in 3 weeks' time, Benjamin and Leanna and me and a whole team of people are going to be going back down to our brand new Redemption Ranch, which is in Mexico on the Guatemalan border. We're going to be rescuing a whole bunch of new kids. We're going to be visiting some brand new rescue centers. We have brand new connections with the government where the government is turning over these girls out of trafficking to us. We've rescued more than 10,000 boys and girls in the past 28 years. We have over 4,000 kids under our care right this second. And I want to show you this cool video. Here we go. When I first had the dream for a ranch, I also had the dream, like, okay, we have to be able to house kids. We got to be able to rescue kids out of trafficking. We got to be able to rescue the rescuers. We got to be able to do all those things. And today, that actually becomes a fulfillment. Yes. With Redemption Ranch Chiapas, Mexico. We're down here on the Guatemalan border in the southern part of Mexico. What do you think?
We're standing on redeemed property.
We are, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Today, I got to meet a little girl that we rescued several months back that I actually talked to on Zoom all the time. But I'd never actually seen her eye to eye, face to face until today. So we come pulling up here on the ranch. We go through the gate that says Redemption Ranch on it.
As soon as we drive up, we're in the van, and Troy goes, there she is. Yeah. There she is. And you see her take a step forward, and they almost have to hold her back because she knows you're on the van.
Yep.
And she's excited. And Troy turned into the father that he is and says, there's my little girl.
She came running down the hill, and boom, man, she just about tackled me.
Oh, dude.
First time we've ever seen each other face to face.
You just, yeah, I can't explain it. I teared up. I had to go walk behind the van, get composed and all that. I said, wow, this is what we get to do.
There's so many more kids that actually need to be saved, and every single one of them want to hug me like this little girl did today.
Yeah.
One of the things that we find as soon as we get here is that, man, this place is like seriously stunningly beautiful. The buildings are incredible, and of course we're not done with the buildings, but the structures that are already standing are more than capable of taking in, you know, untold numbers of kids. This is one of the houses that we're actually gonna be housing kids right here at Redemption Ranch. Look at this place. It's redonkulous. I tell you, we still got a lot of work left to go, but this room here is gonna be full of tons and tons of kids here pretty quick. It's the upstairs part, but there's two other parts. I gotta show you this. I can just imagine kids running up and down these stairs. Kind of give you an understanding. I mean, these are the kinds of bathrooms we're building. Boom. Look at that, it's nice. So, you know, we're actually doing this to American standards, but with that said, it is a lot of work. So like what? So what? I mean, if we're willing to rescue these kids, if we're willing to feed these kids, if we're willing to house these kids, why wouldn't we be willing to do it right? Come go with me. Here's another awesome room. Tons and tons of kids are gonna be down in here. It won't be very much longer. It will be completely finished, and this place will be full of kids. Now, we have facilities that are already finished, but this house here is really important. And it wasn't built for rescue kids. It was built for American missionaries to stay in. We are gonna have to build a kitchen. We are gonna have to put a new floor in. Yeah, we're gonna have to put new walls in. And here's what I say, so what? I know how to rescue kids. I've been doing that for 28 years. I know how to feed kids. I know how to help kids. But here's what I also know. I can't do it without your help. Will you help me rescue these kids? These kids are waiting on us, and they can't wait much longer. Guys, we're gonna go get them. Boom. Well, there you have it, man. Last trip to Redemption Ranch. And guys, we did buy the ranch. We paid it off. It's done. It was $450,000, and we paid it off. We sure did. We rescued 34 kids in 9 days, and we put 25 of our kids on this new Redemption Ranch. And here in a couple of weeks, we're going to go down there and spend some time with them. We have some new rescue kids there, and it's just going to be crazy cool. Guys, you'll be able to join us because we're going to do a bunch of live uploads from all those places. So be looking for all of our information for our next Redemption Road trip. All right. All right, guys. You guys ready?
Ready. We you have are. Our answer for our giveaway.
Yeah. So you want to do that first?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll do that then. Let's do that. So who answered correctly and who gets a free signed autographed book today? My 31 Battle Cries Declaration. Who gets that today?
Well, there were several people who answered correctly, but the first person to post at 108 was Gene Dillon.
Gene Dillon, you knew the answer that there are 20 dreams and 20 visions in the Bible, which equals 2020. Hallelujah. All right, so Gene, I bless you. I'm writing out, hello, Gene, I bless you, and I'm signing it, and we're going to send it to you. We will give you the information. How do we get the information from Gene?
Gene, if you will email us at support@odx.tv and let us know your information, like your address, so that we can get that to you. Or you can call us at 877-413-0888 and let one of the ladies know that you won the giveaway today and you're calling in to give your information so we can make sure that that book gets to you.
It's Jeannie, okay? So I wrote Gene.
Well, G-E-N-E. That's Gene. It's just spelled.
No, that's Jeannie.
Well,
J-E-A-N-N-E. Right on.
Not an I before the E.
Here's what's cool is I have both names written on here, Jean and Jeannie. There you go. So
well, she said thank you.
Hey, congratulations. We bless you. Thank you so much for plugging in. All right, guys. Guys, Cindy McGill has been a good friend of mine for a long, long time. And it was a hero of mine for a long time before I ever actually met her. The first time I met her, I was actually nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, this is the Cindy McGill. Cindy McGill is a prophetic evangelist. And how she does prophetic evangelism was really groundbreaking for all the body of Jesus whenever she first started doing this. And then, you know, a lot of other people have picked up the torch since then. But dude, nobody's better. And I've actually been out doing prophetic evangelism with her. And it's incredible. Now, she also is world famous for reaching out to people that nobody in the world wants to reach out to. She's one of my great heroes because she's so brave. Now, she has actually gone to pornography conventions and all over the world, the Burning Man convention. She goes to those things and she does those things. And then she does prophetic evangelism and reaches out to people and tells them that Jesus loves them and brings them in. She's the author of Words That Work. She's also somebody, which by the way, I wrote the foreword to on that. It's probably the best part of that book. It's probably the foreword that I wrote on it. I don't know, but actually it's a great book. I have read it over and over and over again. And then she also has a dream journal. She's one of the greatest dream interpreters of anybody I've ever met in my life. And she's joining us here today for Pulse 24, guys. This is Miss Cindy McGill. Hey, Cindy.
Hi. That is a hard act to follow.
Hey, man. You actually did let me write the foreword to your book, and you know a lot better people than me. And I don't know why you trusted me with that. But you did. I was so honored. And honestly, I worked hard on it. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like nervous about writing the foreword for your book.
That was funny because the first few pages, I was like, where's my book? Please forward.
I might have.
Yeah, it was great. I'm glad that you got to do it because I really appreciate it.
Yeah. It's such a good book.
It was an interesting book to put together. It's kind of a purge of all the things that we saw God do in places where the church hasn't been, you know. So I thought it's time to unleash it and let it float out into the body and let people pick it up. And people have been using the strategies and different things that God showed us, and they're effective. They're working. Words that work, they work.
So you know? Where can people get your book? Is it at CindyMcGill.com?
It's it's CindyMcGill.org. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of a private joke between us. Yeah. And so
do not go to CindyMcGill.com.
When you fight pornography the way that Cindy fights it, and when you fight it the way that we fight it, there are people that do heinous things. And I gotta share with you some. Whenever we go behind the veil, we can talk about stuff that we can't talk about on all these other platforms. I want to just tell you, I've got some new things. I've got a new thing I want to tell you that we got in the mail here two weeks ago. That's gonna blow your mind.
You love it.
And the pictures that we get, and the nice things that. That they send to us is absolutely amazing. So I know that you know all about that as well.
Do you want me to grab a picture of that?
It's okay. We'll talk about it once we get behind the veil. But I thank you, Ben. That's been so anxious to show it to everybody. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
Just a reminder, guys, we'll be going behind the veil here shortly, which means we'll be coming off of all social media and platforms and just going to ODX. So if you're not already a tier 2 or tier 3 member of ODX, be sure to go over there and do that real quick so you don't miss out on this, because it's going to be awesome.
And we're also going to have we're actually going to interpret some of your dreams. So if you're somebody that wants a dream interpreted, You're going to have to join us on ODX after this is over with. And if you're not signed up yet, go there and do that. So, Cindy, how we start off every one of these with our guests looks like this. How do you, what's some of the ways, your favorite ways that God speaks to you? So let me ask you that question first. How does God speak to you?
Oh my goodness. Many ways. Mostly I'll probably be minding my own business and then something will enter into my heart and my head, you know, I'll just have a thought. And you would think that because I pay so much attention and I like to interpret dreams and I have dreams, that's not my number one way that God talks to me. It'll be an impression. I'll just get it. It's almost like I catch it, yep, you know, in the air and God's, and I'll feel like it's a bit of a, you know, search this out or something. It'll be a thought that enters into my mind. And sure enough, you know, it takes me right into where God's wanting to talk to me and he wants to show me some things. And he'll take me over to the word and show me some things or scripture will pop into my mind, you know. So that's the number one way. Good. It's very interesting. And I think I've just learned, you know, having kind of, I pulled away, you know, from a lot of just hopping from conference to conference and doing this and listening to that mm-hmm. person, this person and all that. And because I felt like God wanted to show me some things that were like personal, like just don't be hopping from one place to another. Just close everything off and just listen to me. And when I did that, that's where I got the instruction for what he wants to do, how he wants it to go down, like at places like Burning Man. I mean, God would give us strategies in the moment, just right there, how he wants us to communicate with people that would never listen. They would never come. They would never turn on any kind of Christian program. They would never listen yes. to a sermon. They would never go to church. They wouldn't go any, you know, they're just broken, church hurt, God hardened, whatever. So I had to listen to what he wanted to do. And it was interesting because there were so many times when I'm on a trail, I feel like I'm on a trail of something, you know, like I'm determined, I've got an idea, I'm going to go with it, you know, and all this. And then it was a pivot.
Yes.
It was like turn.
Yep, you know, got it.
Yeah. And so that was new for me because, you know, usually you're like, well, you've got a team with you, so you can't just be, you know, pivoting here and going there and trying to keep them up with you. So
I remember when I went out with you and it was on a New Year's, I don't remember what year it was, but it's around 2020. Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were in downtown Fort Worth and, Josh Weathers was playing in downtown Fort Worth. And so you had a team out there and you let me join your team. I know that just being around you, I got wildly prophetic just in being around you. And I've noticed that about certain prophetic people in my life, that the spirit of prophecy begins to move when you're around them. And I was with you and I was watching the creative ways that you were using to get God to speak to people. And, you know, you had things like, hey, pick a prize or whatever, and there'd be something in it. And then you would start talking to them about, you know, hey, have you been having a dream? Is there a dream that you've been having? And you tell me, because I like to interpret dreams. And while we were doing that, God was telling me, because this is one of the ways I hear God speak, is I was like, hey, have you been seeing the number so-and-so over and over again? And they're like, yes, I have. And then we did that several different times on that night that you and I were together. And I was like, that is a neat thing that the prophetic in my life was amplified by being around a group of people that was engaged in prophecy. How does that work?
It's like yeast. Get around other people and you start, it kind of takes on a whole yep. new dimension, you know, and two, it's unity. And so God commands his blessing. And so there's this synergetic thing that begins to happen when we get around other prophetic people and it'll just escalate. It's wonderful. I can actually hear their dream or know what their dream was before I talk to them.
Okay. Okay. Listen, I got to ask you this. Okay. Because I know that about you, that you know what the dream is many times before you even talk to him. Okay. Can I ask you this? Just a real practical place. Where does that show up at in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind? Because a lot of times when God gives me those kinds of words, it shows up in the memory part of my brain. Like somebody told me that a long time ago, or like I'm remembering, but nobody's ever told me that before. Where does that show up for you and how does that work?
It shows up for me and I'll start I'm visual. So I see, I'm a seer. and I'll start seeing something like in my mind. It'll be like a movie kind of going off. And I'll go, oh my gosh, it's a dream about, you know, they had a dream about their teeth falling out or flying or falling or whatever thing. And sometimes they're very specific, and I'll know the night that they had it or when they had it last. Then God will tell me why they had it and why I'm going to talk to them. Wow. And so that's kind of where it goes. Because, you know, for the longest time when we did dreams at the Sundance Film Festival, I mean, we started back in the early 2000s. I mean, And we would go and interpret dreams. I had as many as 50 dream interpreters on the street.
Wow.
During the whole festival. And I mean, it was cold. And we were like, when we did Burning Man, we were like, we're either doing Freezing Man or Burning Man, you know, Burning Man's hot. So I had about 50 dream interpreters on the streets. I mean, every year for 7 or 8 years, maybe 10 years. And so I knew that it wasn't a microwave type of a gift. It mm-hmm. was something, interpretation of dreams, you have to learn how to shove everything out of your head, and you have to listen to what they're saying.
Okay.
So you're dreaming the dream with them.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's when they became real important to me, and I could visualize. I can remember someone's dream that they told me that they might have forgotten, like, 2 or 3 years later, because
wow.
I visualized it. So it's an imprint on my mind, on my heart and spirit, just like they told it to me. And if it's someone that I know, and 2 years ago or three, they told me a dream, I can remember the dream. Now I can find out where they are in the process of that dream.
I see. Yep. Okay. So look, we just have a few minutes left before we go behind the veil and go strictly to ODX. And we're going to talk about controversial stuff. We're going to talk about stuff that might otherwise get us censored, right? And we don't want to do that. So, but what are you hearing God speak for this year? What's on your heart about King Jesus and how we walk with King Jesus for this year? What does that look like for you?
Well, the first thing is Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing.
So good.
We're going to have to calm down, and we're going to have to let him instruct and tell us in the way. We've never been this way before. It's a new way. We've never walked this way before. And Moses is dead. You know,
so yes.
Moses is dead. So we're going to have to start finding out, how do we navigate new territory? How do we move forward in this time? And the main thing is to maintain your peace and make sure that you are not anxious for anything, but be in prayer, and also to let go of certain things. We need to release things that have been bogging us down or crippling us or complicating our lives, or things that have been puzzles to us and we haven't been able to solve them. If you're not assigned to do something about the problem, you're not the one who's going to answer it. You're not the one who's going to do it. So you're just winding up and going round and round and round a racetrack. It's like, let it go.
So good.
Because God obviously has someone else or something else he wants to do. Mm. I know this is true with family matters, you know.
Yes.
Let it go. You're not going to be the one to reach your kid anyway. Someone else is going to reach them. And then the other one was 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be unto God who always, always gives to us the victory.
Yes.
So we're going to go through some difficult times. We're going to go through some troubled times. We're going to go through some times that's going to make us stop and go, what the heck, like, what's going on? But if we're not anxious and we just calm down, God's going to give us the victory. And he's been talking to me about, you know, he's going to teach us how to navigate turbulent times or times that we've never been in. He's going to teach us how to outwit the devil and give us the strategies, because God already knows what he's going to do. He already knows what Satan's going to do. He already knows what his plan is and what his, rabbit out of the hat, so to speak, and whatever kind of foolishness he's going to bring up. And he's going to give answers to us ahead of time about how to place ourselves or put ourselves or where to position ourselves, because he already knows how he's going to give us the victory.
So good. Simple solutions to complicated issues, which was a prophetic dream that I had sometime back at the beginning of the year. I always fast the first 10 days of the year like I am right now, and I was seeking the Lord. I had this dream of a big ball of yarn, and it was a mess. And just seeing it, I just got anxious, and I was like, I'm setting it on fire. And I went to set it on fire, and there was one little thread. I pulled it and yanked it, and it rolled out in a perfect straight line. And I heard a voice say, simple solutions to complicated issues. And that has been a theme of my life, to just bring this thing that you're talking about right now. No, that's going to be big this year. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And it'll keep us on course.
Okay.
You know, keep us from pulling our hair out or quitting or giving up just sitting back and doing nothing. That's the main thing. It'll water us down if we just get all anxious and we think, you know, there's just no answer to this, or things aren't happening in the time frame that I want them to, right?
Yes.
And God's got, he's got a perfect time.
So
and,
good.
And I did this whole podcast the other day on, we just need a bigger God. You know, if any problem is bigger than the God we serve, we need a bigger God.
That's so good. That is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, on Saturday, you're going to be joining me at 12 o'clock. And for all of our third stage viewers, we're going to do a dream interpretation, right?
Yeah, so, that's what I said. That's what you said.
And we're going to do that exclusive for all of our third stage people. Now, everybody that's on our second and third stage, if you're stage two or stage three partners at odx.tv, guys, you're going to be able to go behind the veil with us as we continue this conversation for a while. And right now, we're about to go off of all of our platforms. And so we're about to go off all of our platforms, and then we're going to have a much deeper conversation about extraordinary things. And friends, I encourage you guys to come over and join us. Come over and join us at odx.tv. And if you have any issues, or if you don't know how to do that, simply call us. Call 877-413-0888. And I want to remind everybody that tonight I'm going to be preaching an atomic Bible study on John chapter 1 at Open Door Church, and it will be shared across all of our platforms. And so be looking for my atomic Bible study series. And Cindy, I'm going to join you here in just a second over at odx.tv. And Ben, yeah, yeah.
And for all of our ODX guys, we're going to throw up a really cool Pulse 24 graphic. Do not go away. We haven't left yet. We're just going to throw it up for a few seconds so we can make the transition.
That's good.
And then we'll be right back.
Okay. Connie, you have anything you want to tell everybody before we go?
No, you did really good. You reminded everyone that you're going to be doing the Word and the Witness tonight for your Atomic Bible study. And then Sunday, you're also going to be preaching. Yep. That's going to be on From the Valley to the Mountain.
And you know what? I did a huge study on 24 last night, and you know, because I'm saying that it's a year of moving from Psalms 23 into Psalms 24. And it is so important for us to do that. But the questions that are in there, who is the King of Glory and who can ascend? A big part of my sermon on Sunday is going to be about learning to ask the right questions and don't mess around with the wrong questions.
That's
right?
Awesome.
And so that's going to be a big part of this coming Sunday as well. Okay, so Cindy, just hang tough. All right, we're going to go to a graphic and then we're going to disconnect with all of our social media feeds. And guys, thank y'all so much for joining us today. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.